Okay, take a guess now at how many scoops of ice cream the average American eats every year. Less than 100 or more? Well, it's actually less, but not much less. 92 scoops every year. Most of that is vanilla or chocolate, but there are a lot more flavors out there, as you'll find when Valerie Hamilton takes us on this global ice cream tour of Los Angeles.
If you're like me, you sometimes have trouble choosing what kind of ice cream to get. I mean, there's coffee, obviously, but what about raspberry? With sprinkles, but I mean, Oreos. So you'll be glad to know the Philippines have got you covered.
We call it halo-halo, or in English, it's mix-mix.
I'm at Lee Lin's Filipino Bakery, where Rachel Ozeda is introducing me to halo-halo. In the Philippines, where she's originally from, mix-mixing it up is a national tradition. You start with shaved ice and evaporated milk. Then you go nuts.
We have the flan, we have the langka or jackfruit, we have the mixed beans, jello, nata de coco, and the Rice Krispies.
Yes.
It's the everything bagel philosophy applied to dessert. And its crowning glory is a scoop of the most amazing ice cream you have ever seen, ube.
It's a yam. It's a purple yam.
When Ozeda says it's purple, like Prince purple. It's also sweet, kind of nutty, and really delicious. In the Philippines, it's a staple. Here in L.A., it's helped make halo-halo a neighborhood hit.
Thank you so much. Latinos, Indians, Koreans, yeah, they love our halo-halo too.
Immigrants and ice cream go way back. A French chef was churning it out in New York in 1774. At Ellis Island in the 20s, new arrivals ate ice cream sandwiches. And at the 1904 World's Fair, it was an immigrant from Syria who rolled up a waffle to make one of the first ice cream cones.
So we're in our kitchen, and we are standing by a pot of milk and cream.
At an ice cream shop in L.A.'s Little India, Smita Vasant is showing me how to make kulfi, traditional Indian ice cream. It's like a creamy, spicy caramel popsicle without the stick. The recipe's simple. Heat and stir. And stir. It's hard to find in the U.S. because not many people make it.
It's a long, laborious process. And then maybe nobody loves ice cream as much as I do.
Vasant grew up in Mumbai, eating ice creams with saffron, fennel seed, the flavors of India. The ice cream here just wasn't the same.
We love vanilla chocolate. All of this ice cream here is delicious, but you still have that memory of what you ate back home.
So she started making her own, like Rajbhog, made with saffron, cardamom, cashews, almonds, and pistachios.
All these things coming together, oh my God, it's heaven. Really good.
Well, I have to fact check that. And just to be sure, I also tasted her mango, guava, rose. Yeah. Indian ice cream dates to the 16th century, but the ancient Persians were eating frozen desserts way back in 400 BC. They'd store snow in the winter, then serve it up in the summer with fruit syrup on top.
The syrup we call sherbet, I think that's where sherbet comes from.
Mehdi Shirvani has a Persian ice cream shop in Hollywood. His uncle made ice cream back in Iran, and those recipes live on here.
We have creamy rose water, we have ginger rose water, and then we have pomegranate sorbet.
Shirvani is going to make me one of his famous ice cream sandwiches.
I'm putting a scoop of saffron.
Saffron rose water ice cream mashed between two wafers, like back in Iran.
By the way, I eat this almost every day.
I take a bite.
Wow.
I could eat another one. But there's so much to try. Mexican paletas, Korean pingsu. Before I overdo it, I decide to consult an expert. Adrienne Borlongen owns Wanderlust Creamery in L.A.'s San Fernando Valley. She makes everything from Icelandic rye bread ice cream to a Japanese-style Neapolitan. For her, it's more than a business. It's a mission.
I wanted to globalize people's palates, and I thought what better way to do that with ice cream, because everyone loves ice cream.
See, Borlongen is from L.A., but her parents are from the Philippines, and she grew up eating that bright purple Filipino yam, ube.
You know, when I was growing up and my birthday cake was purple, an ube cake, kids from my class would be like, what's that? You know, I don't want to try it.
But thanks to the likes of Halo Halo, Kulfi, and Persian ice cream sandwiches, she says palates are changing.
It makes me happy when I see a little kid and they're eating a purple ice cream, knowing that they're going to grow up and they're going to know what ube is.
because ube wouldn't be the first imported tropical flavor to go mainstream. Check your freezer. Got chocolate and vanilla? You can thank Mexico and Guatemala for those. For The World, Valerie Hamilton, Los Angeles.